Energy forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 80. Winds out of the southeast 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, slight chance for scattered storms, lows level off around 66. Cloudy skies tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime highs approaching 83. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Stormont Vail is noticing that the number of COVID cases in staff is higher than the COVID numbers in the patients. Dr. Cliff Jones, Vice President of Subspecialty Medicine at Stormont Vail Health, is saying that there are 7 active COVID cases this week, with the average of 5 to 10 every week. But right now, there's just 1 reported case of RSV. With flu season right around the corner and COVID and RSV always around, Dr. Dana Hawkinson from the University of Kansas Health System talks about the vaccines that will be available to Kansans very soon.
I don't see any reason why you couldn't co-administer all 3 of those. The recommendation for RSV is you can co-administer with other vaccines. In addition, if we are talking about specifically the COVID updated vaccine and influenza vaccine, even since last year or before that, they said you can co-administer those vaccines together.
Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Empire Taco of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Wynn Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/you earned it. That's aarp.org/you earned it. Paid for by AARP.
An investigation into one Kansas school district's policies remain ongoing after a student was left on the bus for more than 5 hours after they fell asleep. Marysville Public Schools USD 364 Superintendent Darren Schroeder told WIBW earlier this week that the student fell asleep on the bus and was found safe, but was left on for more than 5 hours. The district said that they will continue to provide support and care when necessary, and will look into its policies and practices moving forward. Kansas Board of Regents has approved their budget and has requested more funding to support the state's higher education system. They've requested $147 million in a one-time funding and $154.3 million in recurring support. The Regents would like to focus their priorities on student affordability and academic access. Board of Regents Chair John Rolfe says that higher education is essential to the prosperity for Kansas and its communities. Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Lincoln County taxing entities have held a public hearing at North Platte Community College. There were representatives from schools all over the place, but the only one legally obligated to be there was Sutherland Public Schools, due to plenty of requests by the community. One resident, Patrick Merritt, finds himself upset with the taxing being taken away from his pockets.
I can't keep doing this. My wife has had to become more frugal. And I suggest that you, as the representatives here from the different parts of the government and community, have got to become more frugal.
Sutherland Public School Superintendent talks about a new HVAC system and playground equipment are primary reasons for their request in higher taxes.
They looked at our playground, which is over 20-some years old, and they said, you need to get a different playground.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
Your Mid-America Network News is your source for news coverage across the Mid-America region. Hear the latest news stories across the states of Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and even into the panhandle of Texas. From legislative coverage,
if you look at the number of fentanyl samples submitted to the KBI lab,
local storm damage, and community events in your area, your Mid-America Network News will keep you in the know. Join us every day, all day long, right here with the Mid-America Network. News you can trust.
River Valley Extension District recently took part in a series of farm transition conferences. The average age of the American farmer has risen over the past several decades. Many are beginning to wonder how to pass the torch to a new generation of farmers and ranchers. To help local ag producers begin to answer these questions, River Valley, Central Kansas, Post Rock, and the Phillips Rooks Extension Districts, in collaboration with Kansas State University Office of Farm and Ranch Transition, hosted the North Central Kansas Farm and Ranch Transition Conferences. With over 140 participants from 40 communities in 15 counties taking part at Clyde, Delphus, Beloit, and Phillipsburg. Dr. Roy Hansen with the University of Nebraska shared over 40 years' experience as the keynote speaker at each location. His focus, mapping out a plan to keep your farm and the family for future generations, brought to attention the need for farming families to have difficult conversations about death, inheritance, relationships, and the future of farming legacies that many are inclined to leave on the back burner until too late. Numerous anecdotes conveyed successful transitions that improved the farm's role of prosperity and reconciliation, as well as those failed transitions where farms were dissolved. Participants developed their understanding of how to ensure their farm's posterity endured. Economists from the Kansas Farm Management Association also offered valuable insight into how current producers could transition their farm businesses in a tax-advantaged fashion and walked attendees through the discrepancies between income and capital gains tax rates, the importance of tax management over tax minimization, and how the business classification of the farm affects taxation during a transition. While the down-home intimacy of ag producers and their farms may indicate otherwise, the movement of wealth, ownership, and management of Kansas farms is a process fraught with legal consequences. Local lawyers spoke on the topic of protecting these assets in transition for farm families and prospective beneficiaries. Points included ranged from complicated questions like positioning your estate plan to avoid the probate process, down to the very simple yet obvious questions like understanding what your living trust actually contains. Office of Farm and Ranch Transition and Kansas Ag Mediation Service representatives shared free or low-cost resources available to farm families seeking assistance in transition. These include enrollment in the Kansas Land Link Program, which confidentially connects landowners seeking to transition out of farming with unrelated parties seeking to begin farming, the Kansas State Farm Analyst Program, which allows producers to have a financial analysis conducted for their farm for a one-time $150 payment, as well as one-on-one consultations to discuss navigating the complex arena of farm transition planning. Anyone with questions about the Farm and Ranch Transition Conference, or if you'd like to learn more how to successfully transition your farm or ranch, contact Luke Myers, River Valley Extension District Ag and Natural Resources Agent, at 785-632-5335. Fabulous Finds on 99 this weekend features 233 miles of garage sales, flea markets, and business specials in communities along and adjacent to K99 Highway from Marshall County south through Kansas. Hanover is celebrating homecoming this week. Crowning will be Friday in their game against Blue Valley. Candy Wild will air that as our Friday feature game live on FM 95.5. Concordia Fall Festival is planned Saturday. Grand Marshals of the Fall Festival will be Rod and Kathy Imhoff. They are longtime business owners in the Concordia community and were active in the Marysville community some years back. They'll be our guest on our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. James A. Jim Vogt, age 79, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church, with visitation Friday 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Vogt. Ann L. Fieldkamp, age 98, of Manhattan, passed away Wednesday. Mass of Christian burial Monday, 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 5:30 until 7, with a vigil service at 7 at the church. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Ann Fieldkamp. Walter J. Vitosh, age 91, of Beatrice, formerly of the Odell area, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Burial in the Odell Czech Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 2 until 8, at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Walter Vitosh.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, otherwise staying cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms may continue overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers are likely all day Saturday with some sunshine and our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Rain will continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. A slight chance for some rain showers into Sunday, otherwise some sunshine with our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s. And some rain early Sunday night, then staying mostly clear with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. Rain showers may linger as we head into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Then more rain possible Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. Rain early on Tuesday, then sunshine with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September, 79. Record high on this date hit century mark. The average low 55 and the record low 26. Sunrise this morning 7:15. Sunset this evening at 7:26. Thunderstorms rumbled across the region overnight, anywhere from an inch and a half to as much as 3.5. We topped a couple inches here in Marysville.
The competition is really heating up among ice cream producers. We have the scoop on the industry's latest trends from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 22nd, the 265th day of the year. Actor Scott Baio has a birthday, and a patent for the ice cream cone was granted on this day in 1903. One of the most remarkable new ice cream trends is the emphasis on what's not in the carton. Hormone, lactose, and carb-free, no preservatives, no artificial flavors, non-fat and low-fat. The competition to market healthier ice cream is fierce. And the quest for even more exotic flavors continues as well. Salty black licorice, garlic, and floral flavors like lavender and jasmine are a few labels we've seen recently. Alcohol-infused ice cream is a growing trend, and there's even a jet black ice cream made with activated charcoal. Yet with all these innovations, America's favorite ice cream flavor remains vanilla. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson. Former Chiefs offensive lineman Laurent Duvernay-Tardif has retired from the NFL. He went on to play for the Jets after his Chiefs career. But Duvernay-Tardif is most famous for taking the 2020 season off to return to his native Canada and practice medicine. And for that, Sports Illustrated named him the Sports Person of the Year. Duvernay-Tardif said that playing the NFL for 9 years was an absolute honor, but now he will go practice medicine and help as many people as possible. After a season-ending injury to their leader on defense, Daniel Green, the K-State Wildcats are worried about their leader on offense, their quarterback, Will Howard. Howard is working to recover from a leg injury that he suffered during the Mizzou game last week in their narrow loss and is considered questionable. Running back Trayshawn Ward is also considered doubtful for Saturday's game with an injury to his midsection. The replacement at quarterback could be Avery Johnson, a true freshman from Mays, and the Cats will also have Jake Rubley ready to play to see if he could get some action in a complimentary role. Mid-America Network Sports.
Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/you earned it. That's aarp.org/you earned it. Paid for by AARP.
There's a fantastic slate of college football games with six matchups where both teams are ranked in the AP poll's top 25. Those matchups are Colorado heading up to Oregon, take on the number 10 Ducks, and Colorado being ranked number 19. Number 22, UCLA Bruins heading to Utah, take on the number 11 Utes. Number 14, Oregon State going to number 21, Washington State. Number 24, Iowa will be headed to Happy Valley to take on the number 7, Nittany Lions. And the highest ranked matchup of the two teams is number 6, Ohio State, headed to South Bend to take on the number 9, Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Both KU and K-State will be playing teams that are brand new to the Big 12. KU will be hosting BYU, the Cougars, at David Booth Memorial Stadium, and K-State will be hosting the UCF Golden Knights at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson.
Friday night football, Marysville travels to Concordia as North Central Kansas League play continues, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Abilene's at Chapman, Clay Sutter at Hiawatha, while Mago entertains KC Washington. In our Friday feature game, Hanover hosting Blue Valley Randolph, live on FM 95.5. Axtell is at Lynn, Frankfort at Donovan West, Washington County at Clifton Clyde, Valley Heights at Republic County, and Centralia kicks off at Troy.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Put away the rake, break out the mower, and recycle leaves right where they fall. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Use your mower to shred the leaves into quarter-sized pieces. As long as you can see the grass blades through the leaf pieces, your lawn will be fine. Or use them as mulch in your garden. Just attach your mower's bagger, then shred and collect leaves for mulching perennials, trees, and shrubs. Don't pile leaves over the crown of perennials or against shrub stems and tree trunks. Bag and save some leaves for next year's annual flower and vegetable gardens. Stash the bags out of sight behind foundation plantings or under evergreens. Incorporate shredded leaves into the top 8 to 12 inches of soil in new and vacant gardens. The leaves break down over winter, improving the soil for next season. And don't forget to add any extras to your compost pile this fall. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance in Beatrice feature name brands including Ashley, Whirlpool and Maytag Appliances, and Tempur-Pedic Mattresses. Queen size starting at just $277 with over 100 new mattresses in stock for immediate pickup or delivery with free shipping to your home on all purchases over $500. Get a better night's rest with savings from Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
In the tragic events that unfolded in Dallas when President Kennedy was assassinated, we may forget that a police officer lost his life in pursuit of the suspect. Eugene Boone knew that officer, and today we look back at his life and the investigation that unfolded that fateful day. It's this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. And like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. It helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Are you protected from a ransomware attack? Do you have protection when leasing your ground? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short shows on many topics to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the fall of 1963, Eugene Boone was a deputy sheriff for Dallas County, Texas. He was familiar with many of the officers who worked in the city.
I also knew J.D. Tippett. I didn't know him well. At that time, he'd been a 10 or 11-year veteran of the Dallas Police Department. I knew him to be very conscientious.
Soon after President Kennedy was shot on the afternoon of November 22nd, an all-points bulletin went out to officers to be on the lookout for a man who had disappeared from the Texas School Book Depository.
They gave a brief description of what he looked like, and I believe that J.D. saw somebody that looked like the description that came over the police radio. I don't believe he in any way thought in his wildest imagination that that was the assassin of President Kennedy.
Boone says he has good reason to believe Tippett had no idea who he was about to stop and question.
The snap on his holster on his gun was not even undone when he was killed. I believe he just answered. He saw him. It was a general description. He got out to investigate.
Boone can understand what may have been going through both men's minds at the time of the encounter.
Most of the time when you stop somebody or start to talk to somebody about that and you're in law enforcement, they think you're stopping them for the worst thing that they have done. And so that's when Oswald shot him in front of his patrol car.
Eugene Boone served as a sheriff's deputy for 10 years. He spent most of the rest of his career working with children's homes, helping kids who needed someone to make a difference in their life. Traveling the countryside. In Dallas, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a residential real estate auction with vehicles, a riding mower, collectibles, and household items for the Gerald Harry Estate. Saturday, September 23rd, sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1400 Alston in Marysville. Vehicle sell at 11:30 and include a 2018 Ford Escape, 1997 Ford Ranger two-wheel drive. Tools include a table saw, air compressor, cordless drill, 18-inch chainsaw, metal nut and bolt cabinet, a John Deere 22-horse 48-inch rotting mower. Appliances sell after the real estate, including an electric smooth-top range, 18-foot refrigerator, washer, and electric dryer. Furniture items include a roll-top desk, queen-size bed, chest of drawers, 6-foot Latte Curio cabinet, plus collectibles, geo cameras. Guns sell after 11:30, coins sell after 11:30, and the real estate sells at noon. It's a well-kept single-level, one-plus-bedroom home, full basement, detached, two-car garage and shop, corner lot property, a block from St. Gregory's Catholic Church in the Dargetts Park. This estate auction for Jerry Harry, Saturday, September 23rd, 10 a.m. at 1400 Alston in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
There will be a public auction Sunday featuring furniture, woodworking equipment, tools, toys, and a car in Seneca at the community building. The vehicle is a 2014 Buick LaCrosse, 35,000 actual miles. Furniture includes a washer and matching dryer, dining room table with 4 swivel chairs, 6 recliners, dining room table with 6 chairs, china hutch, queen-size bedroom set, queen-size bed with 2 dressers, oak queen-size bed and dresser. Woodworking equipment and tools will include a 10-inch table saw, professional jointer, planer, bandsaw, drill press, compound miter box, router table, thickness planer, a bandsaw, upright sander, router, other miscellaneous equipment and tools. They will be selling toys. This sale for Alvin Hamas is Sunday, September 24th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Community Center in Seneca. Wilhelm Auction Service will conduct the sale.
If you have perennials that are too crowded and not as nice looking as they used to be, it's time to divide them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. From one plant, you'll have many more plants as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I have some daylilies that are getting a little too snug in their bed and crowding each other out. It's time to divide them and to have new plants for another spot in the yard or to share. Plants that bloom in spring and early summer, such as daylilies, phlox, coreopsis, daisies, and irises, can be divided in the fall. Bob Polomsky is an extension horticulturist at Clemson University. He says perennials are usually divided every 3 to 5 years, or when they start to crowd themselves into non-flowering clumps of leaves and roots.
It's important to go ahead and divide them, knowing that in the center, it looks like the roots have all matted together from the solid mass. You need to focus on the outside and remove those plants and then replant them. And I like to try to plant them at least maybe 6 to 12 inches apart.
Polomsky recommends moistening the soil before you lift out the plants. He says a spading fork is his digging tool of choice because it minimizes the amount of damage that you may be doing to the roots. If you have 2 spading forks, what might be a tough job becomes easier.
Take 2 spading forks back to back, and you push them together, and they easily slide apart that mesh of fibrous roots. And so it's a nice, easy way of separating some of the thick fibrous-rooted perennials with others. You really need to get down on your hands and knees and just tease them apart.
Divide your plants at least 4 to 6 weeks before the first freeze so they have time to get settled in. Replant them as soon as you can at the same depth they were originally. Water well and add mulch. Find more tips for dividing perennials at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
One of my favorite Bible stories to reflect on when I'm going through a tough time is the story of Moses and how he put his trust in God. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, there are times when life throws us a curveball and it's hard to keep faith that things are going to be okay. While we can't control what happens in life, one thing we can control is how we use our finances. When you have your finances in good order, it can help ease some of the stress from the things that are out of your control. To ensure your finances are in good order, ask yourself a few questions. Do your money goals align with your values? Have your wants, needs, and wishes changed at all? Then put pen to paper. Write out how you're going to approach your short and long-term goals. Taking this approach can help you be more confident knowing that when the unexpected life event happens, you'll have clarity when it comes to your finances so you can live more purposefully.
Using less water to raise poultry and livestock. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Seed breeders have worked to make agricultural crops more water efficient for some time, and now there's some movement on that on the livestock front. Sarah Orlowski is a researcher at the Center of Excellence for Poultry Science at the University of Arkansas.
We have a growing population and we need to be able to feed that population, but at the same time, our freshwater resources are kind of diminishing. So in order to do that, we need to focus on the water sustainability aspect and focus on water efficiency related traits in livestock production.
Researchers like Orlowski are, for example, looking into such things as how breeding for water efficiency traits in poultry might impact other traits.
Are we going to impact feed conversion? Are we going to impact body weight? What other efficiency-related traits could be negatively or positively impacted by selection for water efficiency?
Orlowski says her team's work with chickens could have potential for other animal species, such as cattle or pigs.
Now we have the data and we have the technology for primary breeder companies to kind of implement that into their selection programs in hopes of them creating more water-efficient lines that will then in turn feed the world.
And do so more sustainably. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Quality, integrity, durability. These values make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment, recent increase in wages, overtime hours, growth opportunities, and a benefit package that includes $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, profit sharing, fuel allowance, and a comprehensive insurance package. Join the Landall team. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Friday, September the 22nd. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. A House farm bill appears to be hung up over the same fight as in the Senate, food stamps versus food production, a fight made worse in a no-new-money farm bill year. Ag Senator Chuck Grassley revealed to farm reporters this week that internal farm bill talks are hung up in a fight pitting food stamp spending against boosting crop reference prices. Over in the House, Ag Chair G.T. Thompson told a forum meeting producer needs will be his priority in a new farm bill.
The difficulties that those families that provide our food are facing, so that's the inflationary costs, the Russia-Ukraine-Belarus situation, which has decreased our access to some of our imported fertilizer you need to increase productivity, and with increased productivity you can feed more people. So it's the inputs.
Thompson continued during the questioning to stress boosting farm productivity, now up more than 280% since the 1940s.
My goal is with this farm bill, through innovation, science, and technology, we take that productivity to 400% since the 1940s by the year 2035.
But Democrats are fighting to hold on to SNAP funding boosted in the pandemic and threaten to withhold farm bill votes otherwise. Top Ag Democrats David Scott told Ag Republicans in June.
We stand united against any efforts to take food away from children, families, or any vulnerable American in this farm bill or any legislation.
He led the movement to send a letter to Speaker McCarthy that playing politics with SNAP will not result in anything positive. And that's your ag news.
Abilene Machine has been your Farm Tough partner for over 40 years and is one of the largest suppliers of ag replacement parts with 4 locations nationwide. If you're harvesting now or preparing for it, Abilene Machine is here to support you with a full line of combine and header parts. For reliable replacement parts at farm-friendly prices for John Deere, Case IH, New Holland, and more, shop AbileneMachine.com. Count on Abilene Machine for ag parts built to last and shipped fast.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Hey, farmers, check this out.
Ameristand 455 TQ Alfalfa is a Roundup-ready alfalfa with a good winter hardiness and averages 4 to 5 cuttings a season. Check out Ameristand 455 TQ.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2800.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Put in long hours on the tractor this time of year. Taking needed breaks can prevent tractor fatigue and mistakes. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Spring and fall mean long hours on the tractor. You might be under pressure to spend as much time as you can on the task at hand, but taking a break every now and then can prevent you from making mistakes. Dennis Murphy is a retired extension safety specialist at Penn State University. He says there are many ways that you can become fatigued without even realizing it.
Oftentimes, it's the constant bouncing. If your tractor does not have good shock absorbing in the seat, and there's that vibration, you're going to become tired. You may have a newer tractor that the ride is very nice, but you have a lot of instrumentation that you're trying to track. If you don't have a cab and you are in the dust and have the sun on you, that's just going to simply wear you out quicker.
Mistakes happen more often when you're tired. Your reaction time becomes slower, your concentration isn't as sharp, and you might even fall asleep. Murphy knows the drive of a producer to get things done, but he says it's critical that you take regular breaks, even if you feel like you don't need them. This prevents you from becoming too tired.
It varies depending on how stressful the situation is that you're in, but if you'd get off the tractor at least every couple of hours for 10 or 15 minutes and just get away from the vibration, get away from the noise, that would just help you survive that day a lot better.
During those breaks, eat a snack and stay hydrated. Do some stretching or take a short walk. Even just watching wildlife will take your mind off of the task at hand for a while. Be sure to care for yourself when you're not in the tractor seat. Eat regular meals and get plenty of sleep. Find more tips for avoiding tractor fatigue at agriculture.com.
Planning new construction? If it's an outbuilding, storage, home addition, or a new home, the pros at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber will help you put together everything you need from start to finish. They can help you with your design with recommendations and cost estimates, helping you find the right product at the right price. And it's delivered free for you when you're ready, when you shop local. Everything you need for your dream home or a simple shed is at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. Visit with them today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, earlier today, grains and livestock both opened up higher on this Friday, and things have been fluctuating all day long today. We've gone through a cycle of ups and downs. Ups now, matter of fact, corn for December at 477 and three quarters. That's up 2.5. March corn at 492 three quarters. That's up 2.75. Kansas City wheat for December, 713 and a quarter. That's up 2.75. Kansas City wheat for March, 720. That's up 3 right now. Oats for December, 421 and a quarter. That's up 2.25. March oats at 435, up a quarter right now. Soybeans for November, 1299.5. That's up 5.75. January soybeans at 1316.5. And that's up 5.75. Looking at cotton for October, 84.87. That's flat right now. December cotton at 85.98. That's down 49 cents. Live cattle for October, 187.10. That's up $2.12.5. December live cattle, 191.45. That's up $1.95. Feeder cattle for September, 254.25. That's up 97.5 cents. October feeders at 259.17. That's up $1.35. Crude oil for November, 90.17 per barrel. That's up 55 cents. December crude at 88.52. And that's up 20 cents currently. Gold for October, 1926.90. That's up $5.70. December gold at 1945.30. That's up $5.60. And that's a look at your market information on this Friday, September the 22nd. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken.
Back to school, back to savings sales event at Midwest Kia. Special APR programs with rates as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP. We are making room for 2024 inventory and passing the savings on to you on all new 2023 Kias on the lot. APR as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP at Midwest Kia. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. APR financing subject to credit approval by Kia Finance America to well-qualified buyers.
After Hours Feed Supply offers Nutrina and EDM feeds for pets and livestock. After Hours Feed Supply has 22 all-natural, 25 all-natural, and 2810 urea tubs on hand. Check these out at After Hours Feed Supply, Bob and Georgina Lindquist in Blue Rapids.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Technology is becoming more integrated into the beef industry. K-State beef specialist Sandy Johnson discusses technologies that are currently being more widely used in the industry and ones that are still making their way in. A camera is something that many producers use for livestock care, among other things.
Our ability to have cameras in different places and in our phones has changed a lot. And just our ability to use that camera in your phone to like document, maybe it was an animal that died and you take a picture of the ear tag and, you know, you got a date and a timestamp. That's technology to me that's really helped our industry. Or you're going after a part to town and you take a picture of what it was. And cameras have tremendous value to us. And we're seeing that more and more with, you know, various advanced animal management technology as well.
Unmanned aerial vehicles are gaining more traction as they can be used to reduce labor needs.
If we're trying to work cattle up on feed and we take an image of that feed bunk at, say, 10 o'clock at night, still quite a bit of feed there, but say by midnight it's slicked. That's one pen, and the next pen, their feed bunk, say, isn't slicked till 4 in the morning. Each of those pins is a slightly different place if we're working them up on feed. And so while the idea of trying to have somebody check bunks that frequently would probably be beyond most operations management, if we could automate that with a drone, and then we have this technology that takes that image that says, yeah, there's a lot of feed there, a little feed there. It's not like somebody actually looking at each photo, but those types of things are being done. That can be very valuable in those settings.
Johnson says that virtual fencing is starting to be used by larger productions.
There are beef producers in the U.S. that are working with that, and that's, of course, more extensive operations generally, but we have to kind of train animals to recognize that fence. And there is one particular company that has a GPS unit that's going to track them, but also signal the animal when they're, you know, if they cross the fence, they're going to get scolded. But it has essentially a solar panel in the side of this tag, and it's fairly good size, and it's actually a collar. But depending on how much data you're trying to collect and how frequent and how far away you've got to send this, you need a battery in some cases. And so one of the ways is solar powered, and I'll be curious to see how that, you know, works out over time.
That was K-State beef specialist Sandy Johnson with how virtual fencing is being used in the beef industry. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Dixie Country Library is so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.